With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. February bucked all expectations of warmer than average temperatures and below normal snowfall.
One of the things that is unique about this job is things can turn around pretty quickly, so you end up eating crow more often than you'd like.
That's Lucas Zukowitz, a water supply specialist with the Bozeman-based Natural Resources Conservation Service. Zukowitz says February's deep freeze and bountiful snowstorms were a tremendous boon for Montana snowpack. NRCS reports snowpack totals as of March 1st improved in all Montana's river basins.
The Upper Madison, Upper Gallatin, the headwaters of the Jefferson were all in a situation where they had snowpack, which was pretty low for the date, 70 or 80% of normal on February 1st. But those consistent storms throughout the month really picked things up pretty dramatically, and those basins are now pretty much the highest in the state with regards to snowpack on March 1st.
Northwest Montana's Flathead and Kootenai River basins were also below normal for snowpack at the start of February.
The gains over the month weren't quite as anomalous as they were in southwest Montana, but they did see some improvement across those river basins, and they've gone from the mid-80s for percentages on February 1st to the mid-90s, so just slightly below normal for snowpack in those areas. So it's great to see the improvement.
The snowpack in the mountains feeding Missoula's rivers and streams is well above normal. Nothing like last year's record snowpack, but Zukowitz characterizes it as healthy, which should be good for water supply later this year. There's still plenty of winter and spring left. NRCS reminds us snowpack typically peaks in early April west of the Divide and mid to late April east of the Divide. Fingers are crossed that Montana can avoid a premature spring warm-up, which would result in an early runoff. Long-range forecasts still call for above-average temperatures through May, but hey, that's what they said about February. And look how that turned out. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.